Hey, this is the Budman, and you're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio on News Radio WFLA Orlando. Now to our studio and your host, local real estate expert and my friend, Laura Peterson.
Hello, everybody. And with me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And lots of great stuff happening in Central Florida and real estate and life and all that kind of stuff. Got the Pro Bowl going on this week, so everybody's exciting. In town for that. And, you know, it's like I was thinking about it, and there's so much stuff that's always happening here that you're never at at a loss for something to do. There's always something to do.
I know, we really do have a lot going on, and I just think, you know, and it's for all walks of life.
Yeah.
You know, whether you have little kids, you know, you're an older person, whatever, you know, yeah. You're married, you're single, whatever. I mean, you just got so much going on. You're absolutely right. It's just crazy in my opinion.
I
mean, we have the magic, we have the soccer, you know, if you want to do sports stuff, you know, then they do so much stuff at the Amway. I mean, you know, and then even if they don't have something, I mean, we're a hop, skip and a jump half of the time they do it at the Tampa one. So again, it's just so much.
Well, and there's always, you know, it's like this is where people go for vacation.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Iowa, and I remember thinking, you know, it's like we would always go, what are we going to do today? You know, it's like you could walk down by the river.
Yeah.
And that was about it.
Skip a rock.
And that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's what you did. But there was good stuff in that, obviously. But we're spoiled really here in Central Florida with all of the things to do. And like at the airport, in one of the food courts, it says it's got one of those quizzes, you know, that comes up on all the screens, and it says how many days would it take you to do all of the attractions in Orlando? And I think it's 79
wow.
to do, you know, is what the answer is when it ends up being the right thing. So, you know, you can never, you know, it's like we don't do half the stuff. I know I've lived here 20 years now, and I'm sure that I haven't done half of those things.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I haven't conquered yet. So, you know, and I'm always trying to look for stuff to do on the weekends.
Yeah.
And I feel like I run out.
Well, and so, you know, so that's all stuff to do when you're here. So that's just a reason to buy a house here and live here is basically what it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, because, you know, the market is good. There's a lot of people that are moving here to Central Florida. And so there's always new people moving in. And so there's a lot of opportunities here. And whether you're buying a new home or whether you're buying a resale home, you know, finding the right neighborhood, finding the right mm-hmm. property that's right for you and all of those kinds of things, I think are so critical. One of the things that we offer that makes us different is that we have our buyer satisfaction guarantee. And that guarantee is that if you're not satisfied with your home purchase, then we'll either buy it back or sell it for free. And the thing that I love about that program is really, you know, that it really does give the consumer peace of mind that they are finding the right property. Because when you're looking to buy a house, you're always looking to see, you know, you're wondering, did I make the right decision? And, you know, is it really the right house to be making? Am I financially making the right decision? Is it too far from work? Is it too far from, you know, the right school mm-hmm. of what I want to have? And so there's so many decisions that go into it. So really being guided, you know, through that process is really important. And the thing is that a lot of people think that there's a huge cost in using us as a buyer's agent. And the thing is that really what it comes down to it is that, you know, 9 times out of 10, and then probably 99 out of 100 is basically that the you know, that the cost of that we're getting paid comes out of the proceeds of the sale. And really there's nothing that you are doing as a person that is going to affect you in order for us to get paid. And so, you know, there's really no downside to using a buyer's agent. It's only an upside. And I think that's one of the hardest things for people to understand, because they don't really understand that readily. But that's basically, you know, what it comes down to. And I think that it's so important that people recognize that and realize it. And so just knowing that we're going to take care of you and make sure that you don't make the wrong decision, that you're going to be able to, you know, to move on or do whatever you need to do, you know, without any loss of anything when it comes down to it.
Yeah. Couldn't agree more. I get that question all the time. Well, what are you going to do for me? Or do I have to pay you or things like that? And
right.
Like you said, I mean, it's paid by the seller's proceeds. So you might as well have somebody in your back pocket, or not in your pocket, but in your court, to help you with stuff. Because there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the transaction that, you know, and I mean, every transaction that we've ever done, I mean, it's always something new in it, because there's just every person is unique with their situation. So, you know, you want somebody there to help you, because, you know, the listing agent can only go so far in disclosing certain things with you and stuff like that, in my opinion, you know.
No, that's
and,
true.
You know, with being having a buyer's agent, you know, we can help you with that, help you along the way, and just make it a really good and fun time for you, because, you know, after all, this is one of the biggest purchases that you're going to make. And you want to make sure that you're doing it right, and that you do have somebody there looking out for your best interest.
Well, and one of the things that has come about in the last several years, obviously, is that everybody thinks that they can find their house on the internet, mm-hmm. and that they don't need agents to help them. And the thing is that, in my opinion, it's the most help that you're going to need is really from when you get the contract to the closing, first of all. But second of all, you are going to need help in finding that house, because only 50% of the houses that are found today are on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times you're seeing old information that's out there, and that doesn't really make sense.
Nope.
And then in addition to that, you know, it's like we actually bird dog and will find you houses that maybe aren't on the internet right now, or not even on the market right now, that are houses that you might be interested in. And so that's one of the things that we strive to do, is to make sure that you actually get the house that you want. I mean, the worst thing that could happen to you probably is that if you have your eye on this house and I want to buy this house and all that kind of thing, and you know, that's it, and it's not on the market, and so you settle for something else, and then the next day or the next week or the next month or something, mm-hmm. you know, that house suddenly becomes available, and you're like, I wish I would have waited. Well, we can actually go through those processes for you to make sure that if that house is going to be available, that we would know that, and that we can go ahead ahead of time. So you're not going to have, I mean, obviously things can change and all of that kind of stuff. But for the most part, you know, we're proactive about doing that to make sure that you do get the house that you want. And with only 50% of the houses being available on the internet, you know, why would you only want to look at 50% of what's available to you?
Yeah,
is
sure.
basically what it comes down to. And a lot of them, you know, don't even make it to the MLS like we're talking about. For example, you know, many builders' houses and stuff like that don't make it to the internet for sale by owners. You know, there are some places that they do and some places that they don't. So there's all of those kinds of things that we need to look at and get all that stuff rocking and rolling for you and everything. But it is interesting to me. And those are 2019 National Association of Realtor statistics of where people found their houses, and only 50% is from the internet. So when you're looking at that, you know, everybody thinks that's it. That's the only way you're going to do it. And it's just absolutely incorrect. So we want to make sure that you know, exactly what you should do and all of that kind of stuff. And the best way for you to go about it, so that you can feel comfortable when you're done. And when you're done, it was a great experience and everything that happens to you. And there's always some kind of a hiccup that happens in the purchase. And it's just because we're dealing with people and a lot of moving parts and that kind of thing. So in using us, what we try to do is we try to shield you from a lot of those things that mm-hmm. happen.
Yeah, a lot of stuff goes behind the scenes.
Yeah. And so in that, you know, you're not going to end up with having all of those things, you know, cut behind you and all of that kind of good stuff. We try to make sure that we're proactive about it. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at centralfloridarealestateradio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plumet, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. So we were talking about, you know, seeing people and where they find houses and stuff like that. And the studies have been out that it shows that most buyers see 19 homes before choosing one.
Yeah, well, every house is going to be different, so I can totally see that. I mean, I always tell people, you know, see a couple more, you know, even if you've already kind of made your decision, because then that way you would feel good and say, you know what, I've seen what's on the market and I feel good about making this decision. Because like you said earlier, sometimes, you know, you see one and you're like, oh my gosh, this is it. I don't want to see anymore. But then, you know, that next second or third house could really be the one that has mostly everything that you want.
Exactly. And the other thing, too, is that we were talking about finding them on the internet. And the bottom line is that there are some times where people are looking for houses on the internet and they're actually not seeing, you know, it's like they're not seeing the true picture of the house, because sometimes the pictures in the houses are just not good.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it's like you've experienced it. I've experienced mm-hmm. it when you're working with a buyer and they've said, no, I don't want to see this house. Because when they see that house, they think that somebody is, when they see that house, they think that, I lost my train of thought, how we go. But anyway, when they see that, when people are looking at houses online, they think that they've seen it and they've told us, no, we don't want to see that house. We don't like it. Then we actually take them to that house and they actually do like it. And many times it ends up being the one that they purchased. But they discarded it because the pictures were so bad or whatever, and so they didn't want to go beyond that. And I think it does a total disservice to the sellers when that happens.
For sure. I mean, I've had that happen where, you know, we've been out, you know, we've exercised like every house on the market, you know, and they're just like, oh my gosh, there's got to be something. And I mean, I've gone through, because I'll set them up on like a concierge search where I'm sending them homes. You know, I've looked at them, I've looked at the area, and I feel this is the house for them. I send it to them and they still put it in the trash. And then next thing you know, I've gone through the trash. And, you know, I'm like, okay, let's just go see some houses today. I don't even tell them what we're looking at, where we're going, nothing. Just let's get in the car. We're going to go see some stuff today. And then 9 times out of 10, the ones that they put in the trash are the ones that they end up purchasing. And right. It's because of that. Like, you know, maybe they had one photo, or, you know, they put a photo up of a bathroom or something like that, and they were just like, oh my gosh, that's too small. I mean, you know, you prejudge it, which is just our human nature. But 9 times out of 10, it's been the one that they've gone with because of that, because they, you know, the pictures were just so god-awful, or they only had a few, or they didn't at least do the highlights of the photos or anything. You know, you put the good ones in at least, you know, the kitchen, the bath, the kitchen, the living room, the front of the house, and the back is usually the good ones. But yeah, it's happened more often than none.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And what we've got for you guys today is we have a free report that you can go ahead and get. And you don't have to talk to anybody to get it. All you have to do is dial this number, which is 833-535-8081 and extension 1014. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1014. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your address or email address and we'll ship it out to you. But it's how to save thousands of dollars when you buy. So again, that number is 833-535-8081, extension 1014. And when it comes down to it, you know, I mean, there are several things that you need to know how to save thousands of dollars when you buy. And the first thing is that you need to know what you want.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes down to that makes sure that you really know. And that's one of the things when we're meeting with you the first time that we're actually going through and we're taking down and we're asking those questions. You know, it's not just how many bedrooms and how many bathrooms and do you want a pool? You know, it's like, what's most important to you in your home search? You know, what are the must-haves? What are the things that you can't do without? What are the things that you don't want?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that you like about your home right now? And asking yourself those questions, you're going to help us understand what you're looking for, and then we're going to be able to find it. Because when we're not asking those questions and we don't know, you know, don't dig deep enough, then we're going to spend our time looking at a lot more houses because we're not going to know exactly what you're looking for. And then it becomes important when you're actually in the houses that you tell us what you think as well.
Yep.
because, you know, we have to know on a sliding scale, you know, is this one good and for what reason? And this one's discarded and for what reason? And, you know, buying a house is definitely emotional. I mean, regardless, whatever way you put it, it's definitely emotional. You know, I'm working with this couple and we went and looked at this one house and the guy was like, oh my gosh, this is it. This is great. I really like this house and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the wife thought it was a little bit choppy and everything like that. Then we go to another house and it is the exact same square footage. And the guy's like, oh my gosh, this house is way too big for us. And it's like, you know, and it was open and all of that kind of stuff. And it just had a couple of more wide open spaces than the other one did. But it's like, you know, so it's like you can't go based on square footage. You can't go based on those kinds of things necessarily. Nope. Because it depends on the floor plan, it depends on the flow, it depends on all of those things that you're looking for. And so, you know, it's like, you know, it's like, although you understand that it feels bigger, it's no bigger than that other house that you really liked. But it still had that thought process. And it was like, oh my gosh, I just don't want to, you know, it's like, it's too much for us to clean.
Yeah. Well, I get that all the time. I mean, people say, you know, the houses always look small when it's empty. But when you put furniture in there, now all of a sudden it's like bigger than what it is. I mean, it's all about layout. It's all about the way that they have everything, you know, purposed and things like that. Because I say all the time, I mean, the current home that I'm in is only like 1600 square feet, but I feel like it's massive. And I came from a house that was only 1200 square feet. And I mean, it's like, I feel like it's a double house, you know,
right.
So it's not 2400 square feet. It's only 400 more square feet. And yet it feels like it's double of the house. And it's just like the way that the layout is, the way that, you know, everything is purposed in the home.
Well, in some of those houses that are 1600 square feet versus 2000, you know, they are laid out better and more open and everything of what people are looking for, as opposed to maybe having a couple of more formal rooms that people really don't ever use.
Yep.
You know, and so it's like, so they've got the eat-in area in the kitchen or the eat-in area in the family room and the great room or whatever, and an area of it that's that. And then they also have a formal dining room and they also have a formal living room and an office and all those kinds of things. And people are like, well, I really don't need it. Now, some people do and some people want those formal rooms. And I find that most of the time it's the people that have teenagers that are looking for those formal rooms as well as the family rooms.
Yep, because couldn't agree more, because they want the kids want to have their space, play their video games, do whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, so I find that more, it depends on, you know, what age the kids are, you know, the older people, as well as the people that have young kids. They just want, they don't want those extra rooms, but when they have the teenagers, that's kind of what they want.
Yep. So, or like a loft or something if it's two-story.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, it might not be something that's on your radar, but once you start looking or you see, you're like, oh, yeah, you know, I really want them to have their separate space, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I have. That's one of the reasons I moved to the house I'm in, is because it had that formal living room, dining room thing. I never was a big fan of them.
Yeah.
But now that my son's older, you know, and I want him to have his own separate space, I mean, his bedroom is really tiny, and when he has his friends over, it works perfect to have that extra space.
Yeah. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Plume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And we're going over the free report that's how to save thousands of dollars when you buy. And it's a lot of information, so you want us to just send you the free report. You can call 833-535-8081, extension 1014. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave your address or email address, and we'll send it right out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1014. And the other thing that you want to do when you're looking for a house, and I think this is especially true for first-time buyers, is that you don't want to shop with stars in your eyes. You need to satisfy your needs first, because, you know, if you're, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that they might want to end up in a $1 million home, but that's not necessarily where you're going to start. You have to build up to that. And so because you probably can't afford that most of the time when you're buying your first home. So there are some things that's why we ask you, you know, what are your must-haves and those kinds of things. But, you know, what are the things that would be nice? What are the things that you can't live without? And what are the things that you don't want? When you're looking at that, you know, maybe your first home, it is a stepping stone or something that you're going to be moving to another property. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be your forever home, but it's just your home for now.
Mm-hmm.
And so you definitely want to look and you do have constraints in regards to prices that you want to spend or prices that you can afford that are going to determine, you know, certain areas that you can be in. You know, you're not going to be able to be in every neighborhood on a $250,000 budget. I mean, that's just not realistic. And so you're going to have to, you know, make some sacrifices and that kind of thing and make some compromises when it comes to those kinds of things. But it doesn't mean that you can't get 90% of what you're looking for,
yep, for sure.
And many times 100%. But I think that the only way that you're really going to be able to do that is if you have a professional helping you.
Because, I couldn't agree more.
Because I think that otherwise, you know, you're going to be more settling for what's out there and what you're seeing and not knowing about those couple of gems that you could do. And, you know, some people definitely want move-in ready and all of those kinds of things. And there is a difference between move-in ready and that you don't have to do anything, you know, like it's just been repainted, it's got new floors, it's got new countertops, new cabinets, all those kinds of things, versus a house that might need painting,
mm-hmm.
you know, and painting is just paint. It's really not that expensive, so it's not that hard for you to do if you'd like to do it. And so I think that when it really comes down to it, you know, you really have to look at all of those situations together and not have, you know, not have those stars in your eyes that you're making sure that you're satisfying your needs first.
Correct.
And that you're looking at the priorities of what would be the things that you want to do.
Yeah, you definitely want to, you know, compare your needs to your wants, to your must-haves, to your loves, things like that.
Right.
And make a list that is appropriate and then see what can be done. Because like you said, I mean, the same thing. I mean, maybe you want certain granite countertops. You know, that's something that can be achievable later on. If the house is what you want and it doesn't have at that moment, those are all cosmetic things that, yes, it's going to cost you a few bucks, but you can make it what you want later on in life versus going and finding the home that you think you want because it's got all these other bells and whistles, but then maybe it's like 50 grand out of budget. And then, you know, you're starting pretty much from, you know, from scratch or whatever again. So a lot of things you can change as long as you're finding the house that you like in the area. Everything else on the inside, even the outside, can be changed.
Right. Yeah, it all can be changed and it can be done on, you know, a budget.
Your time,
little
your
bit
budget.
At a time. Yeah,
exactly.
All of those things.
Yep.
So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. And the thing that you want to know as well when you're looking at houses too, that is also part of this report, that's how sellers set their asking price. Because I have a lot of people that when we first start working with this, they're thinking that the price is the price.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it is. Sometimes it isn't. And so you just have to know, you know, really what those things are. And there are some times where a house is clearly overpriced.
Yep.
And so, you know, you can make an appropriate, you know, offer on that house and that kind of thing. And then you're able to, you know, go from there. Sometimes the sellers are not going to want to accept a price that's lower or whatever. But unless you try, then you're definitely not going to even know. Then there's some that are somewhat overpriced, and those are just overpriced by a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And those usually there's more options and that kind of thing that are available with them. Some of them are priced at market value. And then believe it or not, some houses are priced below market value. And I think that's what some people find the hardest to believe. But it's like that is actually sometimes a really good way to sell your house if you price it below market value and you get more people looking at it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to get a bidding war. And so they're going to bid it up to the market value. And so there's different kinds of pricing strategies that are out there that you can do, you know, with your house. And some people, you know, it's they really don't have to sell, or they think they don't have to sell sometimes. And so they're just like, well, if I get this price, I'll sell. But if I don't, then I won't. And that kind of thing. And sometimes that can be a real time waster for a lot of people, because, you know, it's like if you're trying to move from your house and it's like you're constantly, you know, getting it ready when somebody wants to see it and all of those kinds of things, and it's not priced correctly, then that can be a big deal too.
Yes, definitely.
And so, you know, it might just be an inconvenience. And, you know, then and most of the time your house is going to have to appraise.
Mm-hmm.
So a bank is going to require an appraiser if somebody's getting a loan, which 70% of the houses or more are getting done by banks today. And the people that are paying cash, they have cash and they know what the market is. So they're actually, most of the time, the people that are paying cash, that they're always telling me they're looking for a discount because they're paying cash.
Yeah.
Which is not necessarily always available either.
Nope.
Because the difference between cash and a bank loan is basically the process of going through the appraisal and that kind of thing. Sometimes cash buyers can close earlier, but some people don't want to close earlier anyway. Yeah. They need that time to move out, that 30 to 45 days. So it just comes down to, you know, and on the day of closing, the seller's going to get cash from the bank or they're going to get cash from the cash buyer. So it's going to end up the same to them.
The same, exactly.
So that's why a lot of times when people are paying cash, that they're not getting that deep, deep discount that they're looking for. It depends on the circumstances. There are certainly some people out there that will sell their house for less and sell it immediately and that kind of thing. And you have a lot of situations sometimes where somebody inherited a house where they just want to, you know, get it and move on and that kind of thing. And so they would just rather not mess with it. So they'll, you know, take a discount on it and take a cash offer that might be lower. But most people that are moving on to a new house, they want to get top dollar.
Yep.
And they want to get the most money that they can for that property. And so for a cash deal, they're not necessarily going to be given any kind of a discount.
Yeah. I mean, the numbers have to work on both sides.
Correct.
Which is always the biggest thing. So, I mean, it has to work for what the seller is wanting to do. And then, of course, for the buyer, what they're willing to pay for the home. So it really does boils down to, you know, the price and what's going to do. Because like you said, I mean, cash is only going to give you a difference of maybe a week difference of closing.
Right. So in order to get in touch with us, call 407-566-2555. Find us online at CentralFloridaRealEstateRadio.com, and we'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Central Florida Real Estate Radio with local expert and my friend Laura Peterson. And now, here's Laura.
Welcome back, everybody. With me this morning is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates from Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Danielle.
Hello.
To discuss the sale of your home, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. So we've been talking about today the free report that you can get that is how to save thousands of dollars when you buy. And in order to get this report, it's a lot of information. So all you have to do is call 833-535-8081, and it's extension 1014. You don't have to talk to anybody. Just leave us your address or email address, and we'll send it out to you. Again, that's 833-535-8081, extension 1014. So basically, you know, we've been going through it, and I think we've kind of finished up and hit the highlights. But basically, when it comes down to it, you really need to look at what are the things that you absolutely need in your home and what are the things that you want to love in your next home.
Yep.
And when you do that, and then what are the must, you know, it's the must-haves and the likes and all of those kinds of things that come into play. But that's really, you know, like I said, when we sit down with people that we go through that quite extensively to make sure that we really know what your needs are so we can meet them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff, like I said, is cosmetic. You know, some people are like, oh, I really need to have a fireplace. But, you know, maybe the house obviously won't have it, but they have all those cute decorative ones that you can purchase. So, I mean, there's right there a fixer. you know, maybe the paint color is not your choice. You know, spend a weekend and, you know, paint it the color that you want. You know, again, the cabinets might not be it, but you there. I mean, there's so many DIY things, you know, that you can do, or, you know, save a few bucks and get it done the way you want later on. But it would have, but at least the bones of the house is what matters the most.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we've got a few houses that are available that are great deals, and off-market properties are generally what we talk about, you know, during this time and everything. And so go ahead and let us know about them.
Yep. So I came across a condo. It's actually located in Altamont. It's actually the cheapest two-bedroom, one-bath condo in all of Seminole County. I did my search last night, and I couldn't find nothing that comes close to this. So they're asking $79,000 for the condo for two-bedroom, one-bath. I mean, that's like, we haven't even heard those prices in a long time. There's no, you know, rehab expected with the property. Average for even in that condo that I found was $95,000. So, I mean, you're already starting off with equity, which is fantastic. Market rent going in there, I did the research on that as well. It was $1,050. So your return on investment is 15% on this. So it's a two-bedroom, one-bath. It's open parking. It was built in 73. It's 826 square feet. So nice size two-bedroom, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Taxes are only $234 a year. And the HOA is $263 a month.
Okay.
And that includes the pool, the maintenance on the exterior, and then the ground maintenance as well. But like I said, so it's a two-bedroom, one-bath, cheapest that I found in Seminole County. It's already rent-ready, so you just need to get you a tenant in there. As far as that goes, 15% on return and over $11,000 in equity just starting off the bat with that one. It's close to the Altamont Mall, the Florida Hospital. I-4 is a hop, skip, and a jump. So I found that one, and I just thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
For $80,000, I mean, my gosh, you know. So, not that the times are going back to where they were, but those were the prices a few years ago that everybody was wanting.
Well,
to get advantage of.
Yeah. And on that, you know, it's like the market kind of always swings too far one way or the other. The pendulum, you know, it goes one way too far and then too far the other.
Yep.
And when they were in those 70s, they were way too low. And
for sure.
So when you can find that again, I mean, that's great. And one of the things that I wanted to mention is that, you know, if you bought a house in 2019 or even before that, and you haven't homesteaded it, now is the time to get it homesteaded.
For sure.
And you have to do that before March 2nd, I believe it is. It's the beginning of March, for sure. But in whatever county that you're in, you know, you can call them to find out what you need to do. But if you purchased it in 2019 and you're living in the property, or maybe you purchased it before that and now you're living in the property, you want to definitely get in touch with the property appraiser's office and with the tax collectors, and they can tell you, you know, how to get your house homesteaded. Because it's a really simple procedure, and then you can save yourself, you know, $500 to $750 a year, at least on your taxes, generally.
Yeah.
And so it's well worth it, and then they can't go up very much, so you kind of lock them in. So it's a really good thing to do if you're living in the property that you bought. So it's really important that you get that done. I would say do it now so you don't forget, but definitely before the end of February. I think it's March 2nd, but I would do it in February so you don't forget.
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of clients that I'm like, make sure you do this. Okay, I'm going to do it. And then they're calling me the next year. Oh my gosh, I forgot to homestead. And now obviously the taxes have changed and now their payment has changed. So like you said, it's very important. A lot of times you can do it online. It's so simple. You know, like Orange County is Orange County Property Appraiser. You know, Seminole's the same way. Polk, I mean, they're all really simple. And you can just do it right online, you know, fill in the information and bam. And then they verify it, you know, once it's closed and the deed's been recorded, they can verify who the homeowner is. And then it usually takes 30 days. But at least it's something that you've done. And then you can start reaping that benefit. Because if not, like I said, it can change you quite a bit from it if you don't stay on top of it.
Absolutely. So if you're just joining us, you're listening to News Radio WFLA Orlando. I'm your host, Laura Peterson, your home sold guaranteed realty. This is Central Florida Real Estate Radio with you every Sunday at 8 a.m. Joining me today is Danielle Pume, one of my teammates at Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. And remember, if you want to reach us, you can call 407-566-2555. That's 407-566-2555. 866-2555. And the other thing that I wanted to mention is that there is an open house that's happening today that you're doing.
Yep. So come and see me. It's going to be from 11 to 2. I'm doing it for 3 hours. So a really long one. The address is 2645 Ellen Avenue. It's there in Kissimmee. Location is great. It's right by the Turnpike on 192, right before you get to St. Cloud. So it's really nice. It's 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. It has a pool with a jacuzzi, which is nice. It's right on Fish Lake. So it's really great as well. So it does have a little boat dock type of thing, a little fishing pier that you can fish right from your backyard, which is fantastic. Screened in porch, paver driveway. It's a really nice house. So come and see me. I'll be there 11 to 2.
And the address again is?
Is 2645 Ellen Avenue, Kissimmee 34744.
Okay. Sounds good. And so there's always lots of good things happening, you know, as you know. And there's other properties and that are definitely available and all that. And all you ever have to do is give us a call and we're more than happy to, you know, find out what's going on with those properties and all that kind of stuff and help you find the perfect property for you. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to.
Well, what's really nice with us is, you know, we talk here on the radio, but, you know, we get so many calls for so many different things and sometimes it's not even real estate related.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just give us a call. I mean, we're happy to help you with, you know, I mean, people will call all the time for just random stuff, you know, and I mean, if we can help, we're going to help you with it. So, I mean, don't be intimidated or feel shy or no question is dumb or stupid or something like that. So, I mean, a lot of times you just don't know. So, I mean, just give us a call if you need help with a handyman or if you need help with, you know, your taxes or if you need help with painting, anything, you know, or if you want to maybe refinance or you just even just have a general question with something, you know, just give us a shout and we can help you.
Absolutely. And that number to call is obviously our office number, which is 407-566-2555. Again, that's 407-566-2555. You can also find us online at Central Florida Real Estate Radio.com, and we'll see you next week. Have a great one, everybody.
Have a great one.